points. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Three.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay, we will do that. Checking in at
number five.
Federal prosecutors in California, did you hear this? They leveled some fresh charges, and a lot of them, against Michael Avenatti. Remember him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, marking yet another legal blow for the controversial celebrity attorney known for representing such people as Stormy Daniels. In a 61-page federal indictment detailing 36 counts, and this doesn't even include the Nike counts.
Whoosh.
Remember that story? Prosecutors with the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Central District of California described Avenatti's alleged decade-long scheme to embezzle and hide millions of dollars from clients, including a paraplegic, mentally ill man who got a $4 million settlement. Including his. If found guilty, the charges could land him more than 300 years in federal prison. Acting special agent in charge of IRS criminal investigation, Ryan Corner, detailed the charges for us.
First, wire fraud related to the theft of millions of dollars from five clients, including a paraplegic man who agreed to a multi-million dollar settlement, but has received only a fraction of the money, despite the fact that Mr. Avenatti received the full settlement amount over 4 years ago. Second, tax fraud, including failing to file income tax returns for himself and his law firm. Mr. Avenatti also allegedly took steps designed to obstruct an IRS collection, hide his coffee company's income, and prevent the IRS from collecting on a series of tax liens and levies filed since 2017.
Wow.
I know. And we talked to former federal prosecutor Renato Mariotti earlier in the program. Right. He just said these are the types of crimes, these financial ones, where there is a ton of evidence, like actual,
right.
where yeah. this $4 million settlement was given supposedly to a mentally ill paraplegic man who won that lawsuit against Los Angeles County. And it went into, according to the feds, an Avenatti account. That man never saw it.
For years, he saw a tiny fraction of, and if that particular charge is true, how do you not give the man the money that he has come to? How do you hang on to any one penny of it that is
right.
his? How?
In some cases,
how?
He was issuing him $3,000 a month or a few certain amounts per month, but was not
Jesus.
Acknowledging the rest of it. So that is, it's kind of a big deal for Avenatti. And again, that doesn't include the Nike shakedown that the feds also allege in their indictment. That doesn't even include that. So he's got a lot ahead of him in terms of legal challenges. All right, checking in at
number four.
President Trump and the First Lady today. They welcome South Korean President Moon Jae-in and First Lady Kim Jong-suk at the White House during an Oval Office press availability. Well, Trump was talking when asked about the Russia investigation. The president said it should never happen to a president again.
It's called politics, but this is dirty politics, and this is actually treason. It's a very bad thing that people have done. And I just hope that law enforcement takes it up. It should never happen to a president again. You're just lucky I happen to be the president, because a lot of other presidents would have reacted much differently than I reacted. You're very lucky I was the president during the scam, during the Russian hoax, as I call it.
What are you saying?
Yeah, well, he also weighed in about the spying that the attorney general talked about under oath. But the attorney general kind of couched that with saying, was it adequately predicated? We don't know yet. We'd like to find out more. So, okay. But the president today said, I'm going to go a step further and say there was illegal spying on my campaign. And so he is lashing out pretty hard about these kinds of charges that have been out there for him, against him.
Do you think he understands that there's like a South Korea and a North Korea? Did he think he was seeing Kim Jong-un today? Does he ask the President Moon Jae-in and First Lady Kim Jong-suk, do you know Kim Jong? He's a good friend of mine.
You guys know each other, right?
Is it like the North and the South here, where we have all-star gangs between the North and the South, the blue and the gray?
Some of these diplomatic press sessions sort of look like hostage situations.
Well, it's always so awkward. And that goes way before the Trump administration.
It does. It's totally
but it's
administration
always like
to administration.
Going back, you know, Jimmy Carter would be there from with you know, the King of Spain or something, and then people would be
right.
asking about his peanut farm. You could just tell that,
the person next to him was like wide-eyed looking at their translator.
I could just leave. Or they do the thing where they alternate questions.
questions, and so the other questions are in the native language of the world leader about something we don't know about, and then Trump just starts, when does he get back to me?
But and how do you translate Trump? I mean, I wonder if that how that translates into all languages.
I can't even imagine.
It's tough for the translators.
The president is now saying that everyone is very lucky that the scam took place while he was president and there was treason.
Okay.
All right.
That's what he said. Checking in at
number three.
A woman claims to be a fraud victim after being forced out of a Bolingbrook home that she rented, but records reveal she had somewhat of a checkered past and actually owes landlords thousands of dollars. Everything seemed to be going pretty well for Yvette Moore until January, when a knock at the door changed just about everything. Police arrested Moore for trespassing. She reached out to Dorothy Tucker from CBS2 for some help, but things didn't go as planned because Tucker had already uncovered records dating back to 2004, where she'd been, been evicted from six houses in DuPage and Will Counties, and it goes on, and a lot of records were shown, and, well, it turns out she owes $19,000 in debt to her former landlords. Here it is.
The police came to my door and arrested me and said that I was fraudulently living here.
When we talked to the police, they accuse you of squatting.
Yeah, I know they do.
Okay.
I know I gave somebody my money, and I know he was referred to me by someone who I thought was a legitimate person. It was a strange name, Dubois, something like that.
I've seen the papers, but you're still here.
You can stay out here, and I ain't got to even continue to talk to you.
Uh-oh.
I don't even want to talk to her no more.
They're saying that you actually are selling the appliances here and let go.
I pay for my time.
Yeah, but those appliances don't belong to you.
I don't even want to talk to you.
The appliances don't belong to you.
And have a good day. Goodbye.
That took a turn. She must have thought it would have been a friendly interview explaining why she shouldn't have been treated so badly by her landlords.
He should have called Ben Bradley. He would have uncovered it, too.
He would have uncovered it, too. He was busy with Drew Peterson, which he is actually debuting his full story on WGN TV News.
Another pivot right there for a promo for Ben. Look at that. Nicely played.
I'm trying to help, but the interview with Drew did sound just a little slimy. That's all I would say about that. We're going to break here and back with more of the top five, the remainder of the top five of five. But we want to check in with Andrea Darla, see what's coming up in the news here at bottom of the hour. And it's sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Anna, it's about to become a dark and stormy night.
In search of good news in a world filled with bad, meet a woman who's touring the country for stories of kindness. Tonight's cover story on WGN TV News at 9.
Very nice. We're in the middle of the top five at five here on the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVellantis. Rose off for a couple days, so Richard Roper is here with us.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear some movie reviews from you coming up. A lot going on in that department, and it's kind of a good weekend for that as well.
Well, we might have the kind of weather that will drive you indoors.
That's what you're going to want to do.
And we might even, if we get a chance, not only do we have all this stuff happening with the movies, the throne gaming show is coming back on. Where it's a game show where they all try to get the throne, and it's made of iron, I think, and everyone irons for it or something.
Yeah, well, that's coming up. When is that coming?
Sunday?
Oh, my gosh. It's here. These episodes are like 2 hours long, too, some of them.
About,
really long.
About 70 to 80 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit shorter than a feature film, but pretty close to that.
Yeah, well, it's worth it. Cranking out the final season. Excited about that.
Yeah.
All right, we are, as I said, in the middle of the top five of five, so we are checking in at
number two.
Speaking of films, Disney has released the first full-length trailer for the upcoming live-action Lion King movie. It's expected to smash box office records with an all-star cast. Scar, the villain, voiced by Chiwetel Ejiofor. Please help me with that.
You did good with that. Okay. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Narrates the powerful trailer, which gives fans the first up-close look at the CGI magic, and it is magical, used to bring the animal kingdom to life. The film is set to premiere July 19th, 25 years after the original film was released.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark. Begging for scraps. Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance, while others search for what they can take. A true king searches for what he can give. You must take your place in the circle of life.
Yeah, it like looks good.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
The music, it just gets you. But the CGI stuff and all of it just looks really incredible.
And you're going to have Beyonce. And of course, that's James Earl Jones returning in the role he made famous in the animated version. They're doing this with pretty much every Disney animated film. Okay. We talked about Dumbo just a few weeks ago.
We did.
Aladdin's coming out this summer, but this one, The Lion King, boy, you know, it better be good. I wish they wouldn't even say it's CGI. I'd like to believe that those lions really do move around like that in the jungle.
I've seen stories of like a Lion King through the years, and you go back 15 years, and the animation seemed incredible then, but it's so flat, and the difference is. Yeah, it's just remarkable. You actually feel the lion leaping off the screen.
Absolutely.
I firmly believe this will be the best one.
I do, too.
The potential is there. Jon Favreau is the director, and he did the live-action CGI reboot of The Jungle Book.
Which was great.
Which was great. It was.
It's a little scary, that one.
Yeah. Disney, you're going to lose a parent at least one along the way. There has to be real, there always has been a genuine menace. But as we mentioned, not only James Earl Jones returning as Mufasa, but you got Donald Glover as Simba. Beyonce, all-star cast. Nala, that's another major character. So I'm with Lauren. I think this is going to be huge.
Yeah, Lion King has always been one of the all-time best Disney movies.
Absolutely.
So this and how it looks already, I'm excited.
Hands down.
As opposed to Aladdin, we're all still frightened by those first images of Will Smith as the genie. But you never know. You never know. We wait to see. Unlike Rokan, I believe in seeing the movie.
No, you can see the trailer. That's all it takes. Actually, this trailer was like trending beyond belief the second it was released. It was like the black hole images were discovered and they were all out there and everyone was wowed about that for a minute. And then suddenly it was knocked off trending by the Lion King movie and boom.
Well,
that's
Lion
what we
King,
cared about.
Not only a hugely popular animated film, but then it inspired the Broadway musical, which was absolutely brilliant in its own right.
It was the first one I saw on Broadway, and it's just outrageously good.
This is one that really has a generational hold on audiences,
and it's got to be one of those that multi generations will appreciate.
Plus, it starts with that whole that first cry. Where do we have that? Can you find that?
We have that.
You know that thing I'm talking about,
anthem.
That beginning.
Yeah,
and then everyone goes
right that part.
It gets you right in the mood every time.
And then there's the other one.
And let's face it, anybody out there, admit it, if you've either had a pet or you've given birth to a child in the last 25 years, you have held that child aloft as if it were your own Simba. Admit it, you have.
It's dangerous, but I would say that's probably true.
Everybody does it.
And the whole circle of life.
Yes.
You'll be singing that when you walk out. You know that.
It's better to leave it.
All right, moving on. We're checking in finally at
number one.
If you're seeing a lot of people.
Uh-oh.
If you see everyone around town in their stormtrooper gear, you know why. The force is very strong in Chicago this weekend, and so will be the police force.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're out, too. Star Wars Celebration Chicago 2019, the national celebration. Pretty international, actually.
You know the words to that Star Wars theme, don't you, Anna?
No,
virgins.
Don't.
Here come the virgins.
Hey.
Just kidding.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's right.
All. Those are fighting words
with
Lauren Lapka. We
have our own stormtrooper here. And Lauren, don't we?
Well, I've been a little bit of everyone. Stormtrooper.
She dresses up as Darth Maul for Halloween.
Yeah, just wait for those pictures tomorrow. I saved those for Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you going to this, Lauren?
No, I didn't know what weekend it was, and I really like to go. I don't know anyone to go with me.
Right, that's the problem.
That goes back to the original geek factor. Next year. We'll all go next year.
Yeah.
How about that?
I love Star Wars.
I'm busy that weekend. Sorry, guys, can't make it.
Oh, Kevin.
He's going to be at the, what's the Lady Gaga movie convention?
The Star
Is
Born.
Great.
Listen to this.
I'm going deep in the shallows, guys.
Ro and Kevin think A Star Is Born is better than Star Wars.
Oh, way better. So
how is that even a conversation?
I like to mash up the two. A Star Wars Is Born.
We got to work on stars. That script.
Anyway, let's get to some of this stuff because the police department, they're out in force. Okay, that's the thing. They're over 35,000 fans from galaxies near and far, far away, and maybe even Canada will gather for the 5-day celebration running from Thursday, April 11th to Monday, April 15th. The Chicago Police Department, this is kind of unusual, they went full geek out and created a tribute video to celebrate the event and welcome guests from around the world to our beautiful city.
I'm a member of the Resistance. I'm here to rescue you.
Okay.
I was sent with this R2 unit to find you. It's saying it's got a secret message it can only give to a high-ranking department member.
All right, let's hear it.
Hope this works.
To the peacekeepers known to your world as the Chicago Police Department, as you are aware, beings from both our galaxies are headed to your planet city for a celebration. I have placed this message into the memory systems of this R2 unit and sent it ahead in hope that it makes it to you on time. You are about to be invaded by evil forces who plan to spoil the party. Their lust for control and power cannot be allowed to go unchecked. It is of the utmost importance that you stop them in time and thwart their efforts to spoil the fun. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, CPD. You're my only hope.
Man, we got to stop these guys, Commander. They're going to invade the celebration.
That was like a Princess Leia style thing. Uh-huh. What was that? Empire Strikes Back when she appeared out of R2?
A New Hope, the very first one.
The very first one.
1970s.
The production value in this CPD video.
Obviously the first one. Okay, sorry.
I love how Lauren also goes, New Hope. Now,
come on.
Chronologically, the first release, of course, episode 4 in the actual Star Wars
yeah,
timeline.
But there are so many people that know the episodes, but not the title.
That's
exactly.
I wouldn't know.
Well, New Hope. People know Empire Strikes Back and Jedi, and they don't realize that Star Wars wasn't just called Star Wars, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, some of the very non-fans at all would probably not know.
So if you see these Star Wars guys and girls out here in the city, just go and greet them. And what should they say to them, Lauren, to make them feel comfortable here in Chicago? Is there a Star Wars greeting?
I don't know if there's necessarily
not really.
A greeting.
See, I like to drive them nuts by
May the
like,
force
saying,
be with
like,
you.
I like seeing
That's
saying
more
things
of
like,
an exit. That's yeah, more of an exit.
Say, oh my gosh, she is
gosh,
full on, right?
Duh.
I like driving them nuts by saying things like, oh, that's Captain Kirk, right? Nanu, Mork, which one?
Depending on who it is, it'd be pretty funny to go up and be like, oh, you're with the Rebellion.
Oh my God.
See, they would play into that.
Oh, gee.
These
oh,
are
gosh.
Not the droid you're looking for.
All right, so welcome to everyone who's here for the convention. We're going to wrap this thing up.
The top five at five.